Hello, can I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for Kathy Stubbs from the Disability Reinsertion Trust. I have an appointment with her.
Hello, Mrs. Lee, I'm Kathy. You wanted to talk about employing someone with learning difficulties.
Yes, that's right. We think it's the right time for us to become involved in the scheme, but we wanted a general chat with you about how we can accommodate someone within the company.
Well, as you know, we have training centres where we work with our clients to observe and train them. So first of all, we would carefully select who we recommend to you based on our evaluation. But you would need to provide on-site training as well.
We understand that and are happy to let you choose the best possible employee. We have also understood that you would assign a caseworker to them so that they could come and help with the training and provide support during the first few months.
We certainly do. But you will have to be able to adapt some of your working practices to their capacities.
Okay, what can you suggest?
You have to realise that any new information might be difficult for the learning disabled employee, and that written instructions can be complicated or near impossible for them. So we recommend that you show them several times and explain the task slowly and clearly. There is no need to be patronising, just be clear. Check that they have understood, and if not, explain again with other words. It is also harder for some of the employees to work. They can be stressed from concentrating very hard, or perhaps a physical difficulty can require more effort. This means you have to be very careful that they don't become exhausted. They don't always react very well to stress and are lacking in confidence, so it is hard for them to ask for help or to tell you that the work is too demanding for them.
Seems logical. I worked previously with a girl who had learning difficulties, and it was certainly harder for her to complete her daily tasks, but she worked very hard indeed. She sometimes got upset at the beginning, but we realised that she didn't know if she had done a good job or not, so she was worried. We discovered that we had to tell her she was doing well and thank her so that she could relax.
Now, that's right. You need to help the trainee by encouraging them and making sure the work is adapted to them. But you are right, we are able to work with you during a handover period, and we keep in touch with both you and the trainee. Another thing we may have to do is to look at the timetable, because it's difficult for some trainees to change their transport arrangements, so we need to check they can catch the bus without any problems.